The Pig's Wedding. Written and illustrated by Helma Heine. Porker Pig built a big fire and made smoke signals that said, "Tomorrow is Porker's wedding. Tomorrow is Porker's wedding. You are all invited." The pigs squealed for joy and came from far and near to see Porker and Curlytail, his bride, be married. But when they arrived on the wedding day, Curlytail whispered to Porker,
"What a lot of guests we have, and how nice they are. But,"
she sniffed,
"they do smell."
Porker sniffed too. Curlytail was right. They did smell. He called to their guests,
"Friends, we are glad you have come, but you have to get cleaned up for a wedding. So come on and let me give you a bath."
He picked up a hose and gave each of them a good shower. When they were all clean, Curlytail said,
"Now we must dress them up."
Porker had forgotten all about clothes for the wedding, but he thought quickly and came up with a brilliant idea.
"Wait a minute,"
he said, and ran off to the barn. A moment later, he trotted out with a wheelbarrow full of paint pots.
"We'll paint on our party clothes," Porker said.
Each pig got just the clothes he or she had always wanted, and everything fitted perfectly. The preacher's robe was comfortable over his stomach. The bride's gown fitted like a glove. Porker gave them wristwatches that didn't need winding, spectacles that didn't have to be cleaned, buttons that didn't pop off, and neckties and sashes that stayed tied. He gave himself a cigar that wouldn't go out. Everyone was happy. Then Curlytail...